Street, Paul. On January 31, the St. Paul Canadiens won their final home game of the regular season against the Vegreville Rangers, 5-3. The Canadiens also defeated Onion Lake Border Chiefs that same weekend, before losing to Vermilion Tigers on February 2. Playing their final two games of the regular season on the road this weekend, the Canadiens are seeking fan support for the final push, before heading into playoffs. Curtis Labant, assistant coach for the Canadiens, said one way fans can express their support is by watching games online. That helps us out, knowing fans are still out there cheering while the team is on the road, he said. He also thanked everyone for taking part in the Canadiens' journey so far, this season. Our fan base is awesome. The team is also confident and excited about the upcoming playoffs, said Labant. Playoff hockey is the best kind of hockey. So, if you want to watch some good hockey in St. Paul, this will be the place to come the next few weeks. 2025 Central Canada Cup preparations are also underway for the 2025 Central Canada Cup coming up from April 16 to 20 in St. Paul, said Canadiens president Derek Germain. The Canadiens won their bid to host the tournament last year. The Central Canada Cup is a Junior B hockey tournament that pits top teams in the Junior B hockey leagues from across Central Canada and includes teams from Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, British Columbia, and Alberta. The Canadiens, representing the Northeastern Alberta Junior B Hockey League, NEAJBHL, won the 2024 Central Canada in Flin Flon, Manitoba, in April 2024. 70th anniversary, it's going to be amazing for our club, said Germain, expressing his excitement. But the event will also be amazing for the community. Germain said St. Paul has always been a hockey town. There's a lot of hockey history here, and as a matter of fact, this tournament ties into the 70th anniversary of the St. Paul Canadiens, he added. While unintended, Germain is glad it worked out that way, as it is thanks to the continued support from the community that the St. Paul Canadiens still exist. Without community backing, this team just wouldn't be here, he said. It is also through the community's support to promote hockey that the sport is still going strong today. So, the tournament is also a great way for us to give back to all of our sponsors and the community, added Germain. Preparations with just a couple of months left before the tournament, in addition to the Canadiens heading into the playoffs, our board is stretched to the max, said Germain. Actually, most of the planning has been done, he said, and all that is left to do is raise funds to be able to go out and actually host the tournament. He acknowledged, it's going to be very expensive to run. The Canadiens are also still looking for volunteers and organizers, encouraging members of the community to reach out if they are interested in helping. It's coming quick. I can't believe how fast January went, and now it's February, then March, then we're in the tournament, concluded Germain.